There's Mr. Foreman.
Morning, Your Honor. Yes.
Good morning. And we have Mr. Kim.
Good morning, Your Honor. I'm having a problem with my video, so I'm appearing only on audio.
Very well. Thank you. Okay. So I believe, Mr. Foreman, you represent the petitioner, so please proceed.
Yes, Your Honor. This writ asks that the court issue the writ of mandamus in order that the district court withdraw its order.
Sorry, I'm running another court session. Just wanted to make sure that that was working. Just make certain.
I think we see Mr. Lim now. You're looking fine, Mr. Lim.
Thank you.
That this court issue an order directing the district court to withdraw its order on the motion to dismiss and the transfer of this action to
counsel.
Yes, sir.
Counsel, can I? So this is a writ of mandamus you're seeking, right? So you have to, show that we should accept the writ of mandamus, right? You don't actually try to show that the Bauman factors, that you meet the Bauman factors, right? I didn't see that anywhere in any of your briefings.
We don't need to, Your Honor. Under the County of Orange versus the United States District Court, that's a.
So, counsel, let me. I know what you're about to say. You're about to say that we've cited three cases that say that where you've been denied a jury trial, you don't have to meet the Bauman factors. So, we'll get that in a second, if that's all right. But before you, can I ask you just? If I disagree with you that you fall into what we might call the County of Orange, Tushner, Mondor jury trial exception to sort of having to make it, what do we do with this case then? Because if I think you have to meet the Bauman factors, you didn't argue that you didn't try to make any showing at all. So how can we even grant your writ if you didn't even try to show that you meet the Bauman factors?
Well, because this case is an exception to Bauman, Your Honor. It says right in the County of Orange, which was a random mandamus.
Let me make real clear, counsel, what my question is right now. My question is, if it isn't an exception to Bauman, I'm not saying asking you to concede this exception, but if it's not an exception to Bauman, what do I do with this case?
We meet the first three Bauman factors, Your Honor.
It's not in your briefing. You don't say that in your briefing at all.
When the court granted the writ, I was trying to figure out now what the issue would be, and if it's the Bauman factors.
We haven't granted the writ, counsel, right? We haven't granted it. I mean, that's what we're deciding now, was whether to grant or deny the writ.
I understood, Your Honor, but the way I read the County of Orange, that this case falls within that exception, which was a writ case on the special place that jury.
Let's get to that then, because you understand my problem. I'm about to tell you why I'm struggling that you fall under County of Orange. And you can see that if you can't convince me you fall under County of Orange, then I have a real problem of what to do with this case, because you haven't really tried to argue that we should grant the writ and really kind of get to the substance even of this case. But all these cases you cite have to do with the denial of a jury trial, right? But it's not clear to me that the district court here denied you, in transferring the case, denied you a jury trial. I think it's very possible that the New York court, I mean, it's probably an uphill because you have to convince the New York court that California law applies, but you could, in theory, convince the New York court, once it's transferred, to apply California law and you'd get a jury trial. So I don't know that the issue has been decided yet, whether or not you get a jury trial.
Well, Your Honor, the New York law does enforce pre-litigation jury trial waivers.
New York law does, but couldn't this be done in New York, but applying California law? Is that possible?
It's possible that we would get California law both on the substance and as to the trial. But it seems to me that when the court is sitting in diversity, that we have the absolute right to have the case tried in.
Counsel, that's a pretty strong concession, I think, because if you could get New York law as to whether there could be a trial, if that's a possibility, then it hasn't actually been decided yet. And if it hasn't been decided yet, then your reliance on these cases that mean that you don't have to show the Bauman showing doesn't work. And then you didn't try to show the Bauman showing. So I've got a problem, I think.
Well, Your Honor, there's another case, Rincon, which we argue, which does go through the New York law and then concludes under the Erie Doctrine that you don't get New York law and it's going to be California law and the case should stay here. So I'm not conceding that the transfer order to New York was correct. I think the case should have stayed here in California, and California law in this district should have.
Let me ask you this. Isn't the County of Orange case limited to situations where the governing law is, in quotes, more protective than federal law?
Yes, and that's the California policy. The California policy on jury trial is more protective of the litigants
than federal law is.
That's correct.
And on what do you rely for that?
The California Constitution says it's an inviolate right and it's a fundamental right.
I understand that, but I'm asking why is that governing law? In this case, you've got a contract that says the agreements are governed by New York law.
Correct.
You're saying that California law should govern, notwithstanding that. But what I'm saying is that the exceptions to the Bauman factors, which my colleagues talked about, only applies where the governing law is more protective than federal law. Is the governing law here New York law? And if not, why not?
Because under California law, pre-dispute jury trial waivers are unenforceable as a matter of public policy.
I'm not understanding how you are going to get California law to apply.
Are you talking about on the jury trial waiver, or are you talking about the substance of the case if it was to proceed in the trial in California? I'm sorry, I'm confused by the.
How are you going to have it proceed in California? Given what Judge Smith was asking about, given the existence of the agreement of the party.
Because it was properly filed in this district, Your Honor. And then under the analysis of County of Orange and then a Rincon, the court sitting in diversity can disregard the choice of law and apply California law because the California law is a stronger public policy than that of New York.
Could the New York court do that if this gets transferred? Could the New York District Court still apply California law? Could you make this argument? And if it works, could you make this argument and have it accepted?
No, the New York law, presumably the New York court is going to enforce New York law, which doesn't afford the same protections on public policy, say for usury, the finance code of California, and some of the other issues that we raised in the complaint. Those are not recognized in New York. I'm sorry, Your Honor. I can see you're struggling with my answer. What's the issue?
If it was transferred to New York under the contractual provision, why couldn't you still argue that the California law should apply because you were entitled to that? Somehow the California law should apply because otherwise you're going to lose your jury trial right. Seems like a pretty similar argument to what you're making here.
Well, maybe. If New York doesn't afford the litigants the same protection that the California law affords because the policy is not as strong, and then the New York court would adopt the New York law.
I guess maybe they'll help to try to disaggregate choice of law versus choice of venue. And I can't tell, and it's not your fault, but I think what we're asking is, all we have here is a decision of choice of venue that you're writing to us, right? But choice of venue isn't clear to me that necessarily decides what the choice of law is. I think Judge Schroeder was getting at what I was also getting at, which is if it ends up transferring, why couldn't you make these same arguments to the New York court and have the New York court say, you know, although your contract says it will be New York law, for the same reasons that you're arguing to us and that you argued to the district court, it really should be the substantive law, the choice of law should be California. That knocks out the not having, since it'd be California, you'll now have a jury trial. And so why couldn't you do that?
Because in my view, Your Honor, that would be contrary to the state of the law that says that the public policy of California is stronger than that in New York, and what, there should be no risk that the litigants would be litigating the case under California law because that provision in the contract would be just disregarded based upon.
But that concern would be protected. Oh, go ahead, Judge Smith.
I can say, let me ask this then. I'm not sure I agree with you, but to take your position, how do we assess the fact that AMZ has offered to not enforce the jury trial waiver after transfer? How do we deal with that? Doesn't that undercut your argument altogether?
Initially, that would be the reaction, Your Honor, but a couple of things. First of all, it wasn't raised in the district court, so that argument's waived. But assuming that we have to address that, first of all, it defeats the integrity of the contract because any waiver would be pre-litigation. What's the status of the parties? The lawsuit gets filed. Now one of the parties wants to unilaterally modify the terms of the contract.
Well, you seem to be trying to do that yourself. So you're saying both parties are trying to modify the contract. But you still need to answer my question.
I am.
If they say they put it in writing and they say, we agree to waive this and you can present this to the court in New York, doesn't that completely undercut your argument about the need for a writ here?
Well, Your Honor, they've not offered. First of all, they didn't offer it at the time, but they did not offer to.
They're offering it now.
I understand that, Your Honor. So there's two parts of it, though. Is the court asking me whether they're offering to waive New York law and have California law apply?
They're saying they're waiving the jury trial waiver, basically the thing you claim to be worried about. They're saying we're going to take that off the table.
Right.
What's wrong with that?
Then they should be waiving the choice of New York law because New York.
Well, why does that matter? Why does that matter?
Because the California laws are the usury law and the finance code is a stronger public policy than.
Well, now wait a minute. You're jumping subjects here. One minute you're talking about juries and public policy. The usury law is an entirely different deal. This contract was made under New York law. The New York usury laws apply. There's no basis whatsoever, is there, to try to change the law altogether to knock out New York usury law, is there?
Well, I thought that was what Justice Van Dyke was asking me. If the case is going to be transferred to New York, couldn't California law apply? And I was trying to address that because you're asking Justice Smith, if the AMZ says we'll waive the jury.
Let me just clarify. My understanding is that what you are asking us to do is to issue a writ to stop this from going to New York for the express purpose of preserving the jury trial. Isn't that right?
That was the issue that was raised by the in the district court, Your Honor.
That's what you're on appeal for. So what they've now said is we're going to take that off the table for you. We're going to agree that we're not going to invoke the jury trial waiver. Doesn't that solve your problem?
In part, Your Honor, we still have that second part of it, which is then going to be the choice of law as to which law is going to apply.
But you didn't raise that, did you?
Well, because they didn't raise this jury trial waiver until a certain
time. That doesn't help you in this case.
Let me just get this question in. You filed this case in federal court in California, right?
Yes, Your Honor.
It would seem to me that the applicable law would either be New York law, which is the law that the contract says, or that would make the waiver valid, or it would be federal law, which also makes the waiver valid. And I'm not sure how, since the case was federal court, you get to California law. If it had been filed in state court, then there would be the choice of state law. But in federal court, isn't the choice between New York law per the contract or the forum law, which is federal law, since we're talking about a procedural waiver?
You want to answer that question, and then I'll ask you, want to save any of your time?
I do want to save my time. And I'm sorry, Your Honor, I need you to re-ask that question because I got lost in it. I really apologize to the court.
Well, why isn't the applicable law, if it's not New York law, why isn't it federal law? Because you're in federal court.
Well, because here there are the district court could reject the New York choice of law provision as part of the Erie Doctrine, and as a result of that, apply California law and disregard that choice of law provision in the contract, Your Honor.
Okay.
Hey, you want to save the balance of your time?
Yes, Your Honor, I do. Thank you.
Very well. Mr. Lim, please proceed.
Thank you, Your Honor. Going back to what Judge Schrader pointed out, even in the case of Orange, they specifically stated that the law governing jury waiver in federal court is a federal procedural law. And therefore, you are looking at federal law in regards to what the procedure should be. Therefore, the only reason in the Orange case they allowed to use California law was because there was a choice of law provision, and this was a specific only a motion to strike the motion to dismiss the request for a jury. That was a very narrow issue, and because there was a void in that the California law is more expansive than the federal law, under the choice of law provision, they stated that we will use California law. Because the choice of law provision was California, In Re Orange used that provision. In this case, as Judge Schrader pointed out, it's very clear that we only have two laws to look at in regards to the pre-trial matters. Obviously, there's two issues. There's procedural issues, and there's substantive law issues. When it deals with procedural issues, it is clear, and In Re Orange made it clear, that you still apply federal law. In this case, the federal law allows and does dictate that the waiver of a jury is a knowing and voluntary issue to be waived, and not that of the California, which is broader. In addition, so the next analysis that needs to be done is...
Well, counsel, can I ask you, so I think your upshot of all this is, I'm following you, is that they're not going to get a jury trial either way. If it was not transferred, they would not get a jury trial here because that would be governed by federal law here, saying, and if it gets transferred, they're not going to get a jury trial there. Is that your point?
No, Your Honor. I agree with you in that once the case gets transferred to the federal court in New York, they can make the argument of whether this was a knowing and voluntary waiver and go through that analysis. And that
if they do all that, there's a possibility, I assume you're not going to acknowledge this is the right, but there's a possibility that the New York court could conclude, okay, so this should be governed by California law because there was not a knowing and voluntary waiver and whatever else.
Absolutely. And the point that I want to make is yes, the New York law could do that. Very similar to an attorney's fees provision, where attorney's fees provision in California is if one party's entitled to attorney's fees, then the other party's entitled to attorney's fees. However, in Georgia, and only if the contract states that the contract states that only the lender is entitled to attorney's fees and not the borrower, if the case gets tried in federal court and the borrower wins, the Ninth Circuit has held that they will follow the attorney's fees provision in California because that is the interest of California citizens that's looked at. So the New York court could do the exact same thing and say,
I agree with you. I think this is the point. So the next question is, is this exception, the County of Orange exception, does that to the typical Bauman standard that we use for writs, does that even apply in this case or does it not apply?
And I did not raise the Bauman standard issues in my opposition because in my feeling, I do believe In Re Orange should be narrowly applied because that is going to be an issue and it's going to be used in a lot of these cases. And I do think that this court has an opportunity to limit In Re Orange and follow the decision made in the Maglior versus Dental Fix RX, which is very similar to this case here, where they went through the same analysis, but in that case, the choice of law was Florida. And going through
counsel, can I'm just trying to, if, Okay, so that's interesting. So you didn't want to say this case wasn't governed by Bauman because you want us to limit In Re Orange, but if we limit In Re Orange and In Re Orange doesn't apply, then we kind of fall into the category to where In Re Orange's exception to the Bauman factors. It's hard for me to see how that applies. So then we're back to where we should have, this case should be evaluated under the Bauman factors, I think. So how do we get to what you want us to do without falling into the Bauman factors? And if we do that, neither you nor your colleague have tried to make any arguments on Bauman. It's kind of frustrating to me sitting here on this side of the bench.
I apologize for that. We did not raise those arguments.
Actually, a little more frustrating now that I think that you didn't just pass
on. The reason we didn't do the Bauman factor was because I thought that the fact that the court took this matter took this matter up, I thought that the procedural issue was already resolved. And that's why we did not make those arguments, because the mere fact that the court, your honors did take this matter up, I thought the preliminary issue was done, and I apologize. That was my mistake, and we should have through the Bauman factors.
We have no choice about taking up these cases. We don't have writs of certiorari. We just get them.
And nobody asked me.
So that was a mistake that I made on my part, Your Honor. And since I didn't raise that in my paperwork, but I do agree with you, the Bauman factors, exactly what you stated, is that they do not meet the test of what if this case goes to New York. There is no analysis, no argument made at all that the New York would not, to take this case based upon the voluntary and knowing standard, which is set up under the Federal Rules of Civil Procedure. Since that has not been done, I do believe that we don't even get to the substantive of the case, since the factors for a writ being granted has not been met. And in regards to Your Honor Smith's comment, yes, even to this point, even if the court rules that that this appeal will be denied because of the Bauman factors were not met, and therefore the sua sponte is going to be denied, the AMC is still willing to waive the jury and proceed in a bench trial in federal court. So that is, that is definitely there. And as the court is fully aware, each party has a right to strike a certain provision of the contract if both parties agree. If Mr. Foreman is saying, now I want to enforce the waiver of the jury, then that's fine. But if both parties agree to strike one provision, that does not in itself mean that it strikes a totally different provision, which is a choice of law provision. The waiver of a jury is one provision, the choice of law is another provision.
Let me ask you that, just so that it's clear on the record here. Are you affirming on behalf of your client that AMZ is offering not to enforce the jury trial waiver after transfer, and your opponent can rely upon that assurance that you're giving to the court today? Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
But we are not, to be clear though, we are not waiving the choice of law provision.
No, I understand. You just has to do with the waiver of the jury trial.
And unless your honors have any further questions, I'll submit.
Any other questions by my colleagues? All right. Mr. Foreman, you don't have a lot of time, but you have a little time. Go ahead and respond.
Yeah, the first thing, in order to meet the questions of Justice Van Dyke, we would file a 28-J letter in order to address the Bauman factors, because we believe we meet or exceed the first three factors of Bauman. That's the first thing. Secondly, because the case is filed in diversity, our view is that under the restatement, the court would go through the choice of law analysis, and that as a result of that diversity, because of the strong public policy, the California law would apply and New York law would not apply. That's the issue, Your Honor, that you were talking about. If you were in New York's going to apply New York law. It's not going to apply California law. And that whole analysis under the restatement as to what the
Does your argument apply for the entire contract, or are you just arguing with respect to the waiver of the jury right?
Not the jury, the choice of law, Your Honor.
And you've made the argument in your papers that basically the whole contract is going to be construed under California law, even though that's not what you argued before?
That's not what we argued before, but the court was asking this question. It went dealt with the jury trial waiver, and then the court said, well, it doesn't that satisfy us, and that's why this court obviously has asked those questions. But I'm saying with respect to that, there's another issue, because what Justice Van Dyke was saying, hey, are you deprived of that right to make that argument in New York? And I'm trying to address that argument by saying, because the court is sitting in diversity, it goes through the restatement 187 analysis. And under that analysis, the court in California can reject New York law and apply California law, and that won't happen if the case gets transferred to New York. So on that basis, that's the reason I'm trying to address that issue.
Okay.
Justice Smith, that you're saying we're not in the writ papers.
Very well. Other questions by my colleagues? Thank you, Mr. Foreman. Thank you, Mr. Lim, for your arguments in this case. The case of
Your Honor, does that mean I can file the 28-J to address the bond?
You can file a 28-J letter, of course.
Thank you, Your Honor.
In the case of Spread Your Wings, LLC versus U.S. District Court, Northern District of California, is hereby submitted, and the court stands in recess until 9 a.m. tomorrow.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you, counsel.
The court for this session stands adjourned.